Yeah, so I'm not really sure how they would, you know, decide if it's a business thing or if it's just continue on the creativity.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. And it could be a mix of both.
Yeah.
I know in the movie world, it's more so usually for the cash flow.
Yeah.
Because, and I think that because you can see how they stretch out certain plots to the point where it's, you know, it already ended and they came back and then they, you know, keep doing that. So, but music is a different realm. Music is a different realm for sure. So, yeah, that's interesting. Let's get back into this interview, y'all. We're going back into the Bag Fuel 38 special interview.
The Boom Bap Syndicate, baby. Peace.
Time we met him this summer to now. I'm just dealing with that block of 4, 5, 6 months. I've seen great strides, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Normally, we don't like asking these types of questions, but I need to understand and feel like, what did it take to get KD and LeBron to post you? Or not to say you did anything, but more so, what was it like? How did it change your business acumen? What did it change for your career, like, going further?
Well,
because aside from them, the rappers been posting you crazy.
Definitely.
A lot of rappers post you, too.
You know, I've been getting a lot of love from the hip-hop community for the service that I provide.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not really like, what did I do or what business moves that I made? All I did was put good music into the environment. Spent time on making sure that I perfected my craft and make sure I could put the best music out in the environment.
Yeah.
So, you know, I lived it. I woke up and went to sleep at points of time thinking about music. I never left the studio.
Yeah.
So I perfected the craft and made sure I knew who I was aiming for. So when you do that and you put that in the universe, they're going to react to it.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, because KD's been knowing about him, but while he's been perfecting his craft, I heard him say personally, he's the best. Right now is what he said, he's the best.
Right now.
That means he's been paying attention to the progression.
Of course.
Right. Now, my thing to you, what's up with the Damian Lillard record? Because that was my idea. Damian Lillard, you better get on the record. You know what I mean?
Right. He got bars.
What's up with the Dame Lillard record, man?
Man, I got to check him out. You know, I'm always open to work, man.
You know,
Dame holla at me, man. I got beats, too. Beats and balls, man.
Yeah, exactly. Get it in, you know? I mean, it only makes sense. Like with that community, because they keep it tight, it's time for them to crack the doors a little bit.
Right.
Like, if y'all really want to rap, y'all got to let some rappers in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
You know what would be a great record?
What's that?
Him, Lillard, and Iman.
Iman Shumpert?
Iman can rap.
Yeah, but Iman's style.
Style ain't
special. I think Damian Lillard's style can flow with 38. I think 38,
that makes sense.
The 38 would have to be on a Shumpert record. Like, let Shumpert do his first and then give it to him and let him pick the one that he would like to flow.
Because they both
on.
Got bars.
Yeah, I'm they like, both got it, bars, but yeah. They're different. I think the way that Dame Lillard flow, it would be something special that would come about, and then I would do the Iman Shumpert record. That's just me, because
I'm not mad at that. You right about that.
Yo, niggas don't notice about you. Me and you talked about this driving over here.
Right.
This nigga used to carry Green Lantern's records.
DJ Green Lantern.
And that's how he got in the game. DJ Green Lantern. Shout out to my homie Big J, which was Green Lantern manager, one of the homies that was behind the scenes that taught me a lot and shit. You know, that was responsible for the whole Team Invasion movement.
These was
my big homies. You know what I'm saying? I was a kid, a young, talented kid in the streets.
Mm.
And I ran across a kid. I was freestyling on my block. It was some older guys and stuff. And, you know, it was like a concert or something. And they called me over like, yo, Spech, come over here and spit.
Mm.
I went over there and I spit. And one of the guys, homie Cuzzo, was actually Green Road manager at the time.
Mm.
So he heard me spit and he pulled me to the side and I told him, yo, I make beats too. End up giving him a beat CD. He took it to Green. I'm a 16-year-old kid. Green heard a beat on there and said, yo, a 16-year-old made this? Man, I need to meet him. If a 16-year-old made this, I need to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
So then Green was in my hood at a record store or something. My homie Quan the Bomb Shop, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I met him. He was like, yo, man, that beat dope, man. Nice to meet you, man. You know what I'm saying? And from that point, they used to just have me around. I was too young to get in the club, so I would carry his crates, get in the club. I don't even know if he remembered this. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, this back then. So, I, you know, my first time in the club at 16 was going in carrying green crates.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I think I got locked up after that, you know what I'm saying? And when I was locked up, Green Road manager used to tell me, yo, when you come home, I'm going to take you to New York. You know, start telling me different DJs to write freestyles and stuff. So,
which DJs he was telling you?
This was like Big Mike and
Big Mike.
This was back, nigga, you know. This was back. Like, yeah, this is back then. Yeah. You know, telling me to write freestyles for all these different DJs and So when I came home at the age of 18, they brought me to the city for the first time. This is my first time. Well, I was in the city incarcerated as a juvenile, but this is my first time in the city, you know.
As a free man.
Chilling. So they brought me to the city at 18.
What was that like being from upstate?
Upstate, my first time going across the G-Dub. It was like, wow. See, people don't know I'm from a small area. I'm from a very small city where the streets is very small. You know what I'm saying? And it's not like a lot going on. It's no big buildings and stuff. It's a lot of like dark, dark like.
Alleyways.
And, you know, a lot of drug activity and stuff like that.
Two-story buildings at most.
A lot of houses. And stuff, backyards, alleys and shit like that. But, you know, coming across the city and feeling that vibe, it was like, wow, at this point in time, while I was gone, Green and them had progressed from being a regular mixtape DJ locally to now moving to the city. Now he's Eminem DJ. And this was me coming around, and now, you know, I'm around the whole, you know, Greenlander Shady movement. And I'm just sitting back watching this shit. You know, learning. I'd be there watching Green make his beats and shit. And I remember when I first met Big J, Green manager, I told him I spit for him, and he was like, oh, he all right. But they ain't really, really understand how nice I was until one day Green brought me on the show. He had Smack DVD there, and a couple of artists was on there. Green was let me go on the spot. He seen how I handled myself on a station. I was 19 at this time. He seen how I handled myself and smoked it. So when we walked out of there, he was like, yo, this my artist. I looked at him like, oh, shit. He's like, yeah, this my artist, 38 Special. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm your artist.
Quick, fast.
I'm like, oh, okay, that's dope. We never signed no paperwork or no shit. But he just would introduce me. Yo, this my artist. You know what I'm saying? So then I became Green Artist. He put me at the back of his mixtapes and shit. I'd be like the last song. I worked my way up. You know what I mean? I'd be at the last song at the tapes and shit. I used to be like, damn, Green. You know, niggas don't know. So I would sit there. I sit there and play my position.
Did he try to set you up, or did you ever speak to him about being on certain features, kind of like what Clue did with Fab?
Nah, man. Green just was like, he was a little different, man. You know, he just was like music homie. We had more of a musical relationship than business. You know what I'm saying? And it was crazy because that was like the start of me learning and seeing it. Perkins and shit. I used to be around. So like I seen Green get other people deals. Uncle Murder, the True Life, and like I sat there and would watch and had to sit and play my position. I would be in the studio with Green while he working on Uncle Murder mixtapes. Him and Uncle Murder just sitting there working, and I'm just sitting here playing my position. Like,
nobody knew you rhymed except for Green Lantern?
Murder knew I rhymed.
Okay.
Murder like, yo, that nigga nice. You know what I'm saying? But I'm in and out the streets and shit, and I'm just around, just learning and shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I realized, like, damn, man. Money.
Mm.
I don't want to be a broke rapper and shit. You know what I'm saying? At 19 years old, I figured that out. I'm like, damn, I want to move around in a way. I want to move around. I'm out in the city moving around with Green, but you know, it ain't really the way I want to move around and shit. I ain't looking the way I want to look and shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm around these rap niggas and
we
shit.
I feel
uncomfortable and shit.
Yeah.
You know, I told Green, like, yo, I got to go back to the town, man.
I need some money.
I got to go get some money. You know, I think Big J gave me a $300. I went and bought a ticket. Went back to the town, man. Got me 2 8-balls, man, and turned that into a... I'm 19 years old.
Understood.
Yeah. Went and bought me 2 8-balls, man, and that was the end of
rapping.
But when I went back on that block, I seen so much. So I'm back in this small town, but I just was like around. I seen so much. I was around these rappers. He done had me in different places. I was actually, you know, like when Green went and sat, did his meeting with Russell Simmons after he left from Shady, he had me in a room with him. So while they sitting there talking, I'm just a young 19-year-old just sitting here looking while Green and Russ is, but I got to go back to the block. So when I went to the back to the block, my mind ain't on a different level than where everybody on this block at. I'm like, I need to get some real money and get back to where I need to be. This ain't that, though. You know what I'm saying? Man. So I was 19 with that mentality.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like, you know, oh, this shit get deep. You know what I mean?
But, is that hustle mentality, did you bring that to the merch game? Because your merch game crazy. You sat down, you talked to me. Mm-hmm. And you gave me some insider stuff about the merch game because Griselda's big on the merch game. You're affiliated with them. Tell me about the
gotta get that money, huh?
Yes, sir.
Talking about focus. Stay focused on the mission.
Locked in. Gotta stay devoted to your mission, boy.
Straight locked in, man.
41 years old, man.
41.
41 years old, man.
He stuck to the mission.
You know what I mean?
Straight up.
Like you said, man, not everybody can fucking run the marathon. That was another gem that I was thinking about when we first started the interview.
Yeah.
You have the perseverance to rap for this 15 years before you really see some success. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
Some people get it overnight. Some don't.
But some fade overnight too.
You know what I'm saying? Just as quick as it came, just as quick as it leave. Cause they wasn't ready mentally. I'm ready mentally. You ready mentally. And that's why we succeeding right now.
Straight up, man.
You know what I mean?
That's why we in the position that we are in, baby. Straight up, man. Y'all hear us on the radio, man.
We winning.
Across the land, yo.
We winning.
Our voices are spreading across the whole globe, you heard me?
We winning.
Man.
Winning. Winning.
But that talks about also there's people who get misdirected once they go back.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I need some money in order to pursue what I'm going to do. And then you might go get a job or get some work. And now you're getting money, but you're caught up in that repetition. You know? Maybe for there's different reasons, right? There's different reasons. But it's also that thought, it's like, yo, we gotta go back. I gotta go back there to do something. When I don't make music for a long period of time, I always have that underlying feeling. I gotta go back. Like, I gotta go back home. You know, that's my mental residence. Right? So.
And he was exposed to that, you know, the meeting with Russ and...
Oh, man.
Being like, yo, this is the life for me.
Yeah.
So, you know, whether his stories are all the way 100% actual fact, you know, he went through a lot in order to get to where he wanted to be.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Staying focused on the mission, man. That's the goal. Stay focused on the mission.
Perseverance
here at the Boom Bap Syndicate. Let's get into some more music, though.
Let's get into it, man. I know we got some Shay Noir coming up.
Yeah, we do.
We got some more 38 collabs, but also productions.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to what I'm looking for, man. Because I love really putting together the lists. You know what I mean? Yeah, I like to put together the playlists and really go through it. And, you know, so... Survive,
get right
man.
Into it, man. We're going to start off with a skit off this joint, man.
That's
Declare
right.
War. Off Shay Noir, 38 Spech.
Yes, sir.
Soldiers from Argos.
What have we done?
They've declared war. War against the gods.
Uh-huh. Yo. Look. I'm with some day one niggas that I'm dying for. And we are successful. This a style that you can't buy in stores. Straighten niggas up. I keep a gun big as an iron board. We both got guns, but see, I spray with mine. You gon' die with yours. These guys is nervous. I just write the verses, recite the verses inside of churches. Sound like I'm spitting Bible verses. But ain't no pen when I write these verses. The only time I use a pen is on receipts when I sign in cursive. Bullets flying like we at the Matrix. Infatuated, bitch, I move my trigger finger like I'm masturbating. I had to pace it, had to practice greatness. It had me anxious for the top, rather I'm first or the last to make it. A short temper, gotta practice patience. I shoot a op and he don't die, that's the only time I get aggravated. I keep a swell shooter at my graces. His gun loud and clap faster than black mamas at graduations. Since a minor, I had a purpose to win. Gotta use your hands and your feet like you learning to swim. First you gotta know how to earn what you spend. Now I got enough water on my wrist for a mermaid to swim. I gave y'all hits to inspire and make y'all rich. The graveyard shift. For this, I had to take hard risks. I'm from a place y'all scared to raise y'all kids. In this type of environment where the fiends got a canine sniff. Been a slick talker before I could spell the word dollar. Wrap your body in the curtain and sell it to your mama. She get home, unwrap it, see your body and scream. With a notice I that say, tell your friends you bought it from me. I got my hustle from this strong bloodline in my genes. You gotta pay me just to talk, I ain't even smiling for free. Bitch, all I'm dropping is heat. I treat these rappers like they're animals, you see. I'm on a hunt, that's why I'm rocking this meat, nigga.
But too many of us are lazy. And too many of us are comfortable. And too many of us have excessive pain as the predominant feature in our lives. And what that means is that we have been comfortable with the ills that are happening to our children. We expect them to die young. We expect their friends to die young. We expect their cousins to die young. And we're upset about it, but not upset enough to bring about a radical change.
Words that I say is a poem, my name is in gold. Who would have thought one day we would blow? I play with my flow, all it took was some patience and growth. A slave to my goals, I only relate to the folks who came from a home. Single parent who raised them alone, can't pay what she owe. Water to bathe from a stove, can't get control. Empty place in your home with blankets in case you get cold. Sometimes I feel like I'm the safest alone. They ain't dying from old age, it's from a blade or a chrome. Most of my peers is laying in the grave with no soul. Sometimes I see them, I can't tell if it's an angel or ghost. Look, I'm on a grind, I don't rest or get tired. I'm cool under pressure, I don't even sweat near the fire. Road to riches, don't let bumpy roads mess up your tires. And when it's time to eat, don't let greed mess up your diet.
Hate went a long way, let's see where love goes. My side street concrete grew up mud rolls. Let me smell my roses. Don't wait until I perish or the cell block closes, yo. And don't talk about the mud box. Or mama pulling pops out the drug spot. Now I only see where the love stops. She a nurse, he raps, he got a jump shot.
Money problems, I never got them. It wasn't shit the coke couldn't fix. Hope don't exist, heaven sent from the bottom. We grew in blocks, we spinning dough on the brick. Nah, nothing negated us. My hustle created luck. Broke day from staying up until I made enough. That's my story, you can't relate to much. Some things I can't discuss. Just praying the trap gods will favor us. Had to focus on my grind. Indeed, believe my coke line was open all the time. Yeah, and I got gunmen to call away. Money in the laundromat, my bitch in lingerie. I could sell all of that with a monster's play. Packed land yesterday and it's gone today. I made a living off the customers. I only idolize the hustlers. What?
Hate went a long way, let's see where love goes. My side street concrete grew up mud rolls. Let me smell my roses. Don't wait until I perish or the cell block closes. Yo. And don't talk about the mud box.
out the drug spot. Now I only see where the love stops. She a nurse, he raps, he got a jump shot.
Whatever your heart desire, put your heart in it. Learn how to do shit, learn how to make your own graphic. Be the best rapper. If you gonna be a drug dealer, be the best drug dealer. You stay in your lane, my nigga. Don't be no motherfucking nigga. Well, I do this and do this and nigga be right here. Wonder why he done got nailed. Nigga done weigh him up or nigga done got bound and shit. Cause niggas ain't staying in their lane. Nigga trying to follow around niggas that trying to always be cool. I got more drugs. Nigga, I ain't trying to be the best drug dealer. The way more hustles out here besides just selling drugs, man.
Favorite niggas, hand to hand like rock, paper, scissors, chop a brick like they stop making scissors, add a cut like the pot came with clippers,
them shots rang, the cops came with pitchers, they know that I drive cane, my watch game ridiculous, bricks brought back by a thot named Patricia, lot was made between May and December,
the brick came with a blade in the center, I whipped white and the yellow looking like lemonade in a blender, I came in a renter,
I came in a sprinter with more yay than John Forte had delivered,
we the sharecroppers, we share profit, so close to the connected, if our phones connect, you can airdrop it, I don't hear gossip,
somewhere shopping, got 50 bricks, and I can ship these shits in square boxes,
I'm a real rich ass nigga, you a fake real nigga, but a real bitch ass nigga,
don't want me to get mad, I been had hitters, tell a wrong joke, and end up like Sinbad nigga,
you been mad, then I been that nigga, gave him the energy,
before I was 17, I was playing with felonies,
it don't matter cause we take felons and make them celebrities, hit that on his head, gave him telepathy,
I'm trying to get more homes. Anytime I get one brick, I make four clones. One zip in the four zones. I stretch it. All my birds is injected with hormones.
I let the raw foam and the chloroform stop it, fam. With a pot and pan, I turn a rock to a block of sand. I make a block expand to a plot of land. But I'll abort you. I turn your sonogram to a hologram. Stop hood heroes. The block favorite niggas. Hand to hand like rock, paper, scissors. Chop a brick like they stop making scissors. Add a cut like the pot came with clippers.
Them shots rang, the cops came with pitchers. They know that I drive cane, my watch game ridiculous. Bricks brought back by a thot named Patricia. Lot was made between May and December.
Up to the sky, waiting on my lane. Gotta execute the plan with Jabari as a chauffeur. 100 worth of coca, this thing of ours. Getting money on the road, gotta bring it back home. And that ain't one cologne, let the waves spin. When I lay low is when they pull me back in. Money so exciting, and that burger be enticing. Driving dirty with no license. Out in NC, cooking with my nigga Crisis. Now we catching flights, and them haters catch the bus. Stop telling lies, you can never be us. We really that fly, we can never be touched. We ain't equal. I do what I say, putting on for my peoples. To the next move, I'ma make a movie with the soundtrack groovy. Fly play shit with the beat all loopy. Fly play shit with the beat all loopy, nigga. Moose, listen, yeah. Ain't no hole in the round. She let it kiss it. I put a hole in the ground. She let it dig it. Freak get explicit, then it's back to the rhythm. Wanna know how I did it? Nigga, take a look. It's called not being shook. Roll the dice. Got lucky on them twice. You create your own life. Start sketching. Draw a masterpiece. It's the dawn in these streets. streets. She gon' melt in them sheets. There's nothing, baby. Catch you on the rebound when I swing back in town. Take a swim. You know the pool heated. Girl, it's much needed. And your boy keep it peeish. What's the cost? Straight to the source. You know I'm the boss. Ain't no middleman talking niggas off. My bitch in the thong talking all soft. Take it all off.
You know what it is, man. Straight fire, man. Yo, these playlists are straight fire, man.
If you haven't heard, well, you better open your ears so you can hear the word, huh? Cause what we spit is so superb, huh? Look, playing on the stove, then you might get burned. Yeah, you create your opportunity, it might be your turn. Listen and learn, observe, please don't pretend. Cause if you pretend, friend, they might find your body in a urn. Cremated, the nurses, they put pins in their heads, debated. Overkilling originals instead, I don't know why they wanna mess with me instead, huh? Ain't no way you definitely messing with my head, cause I protect myself. Gotta protect your mind and your health, cause that's true wealth.
Yes.
Trust God, trust in God. That's if I trust in my partner. We above law, created law. So you better follow it, cause if you don't, you might be eaten through a straw. Dumb, deaf, and blind, they softer than tits in a bra. Hard body, baby, everything is raw. Condom off, everything is raw. Condom off, everything is raw. Condom off, everything is raw.
Everything is raw. Damn.
Hey, this is what happened when you put MCs in the room and they listen to brothers and inspire them. You know what I mean? Don't be jealous of another nigga. Get inspired. Be like, yo, trust. That's the difference between, you know, those who know themselves and those who don't.
Yes. Know yourself, motherfuckers.
Motherfucking onion. So shit, let's go fire, through that track list, man.
Che Noir, 38 Special.
Oh, man.
Declare War, we started off with the skit. And also, after that, we came in with the real song, Art of War.
Incredible.
Shame crazy. She down. Came off the bat, no hook in the beginning, came straight into a verse flaming.
Yo, G, at the end of the day, who can see Che Noir right now?
Bruh.
Seriously, bro. Like, you know what I mean?
Her angle is crazy.
She's like the Queen Latifah and like MC Light,
yeah.
Like of our time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you can't, yo. She rap better than these dudes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The next one was Concrete Jungle.
Yo.
Off the same project.
Yeah.
Joint project, Che Noir, 38 Special.
Juno.
Featuring ETO, Jai Black. That last Concrete Jungle was ETO, Jai Black. Moving on, we have Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Mm-hmm.
A very memorable track. Graf's voice is very, like, it's memorable to me.
You heard that before?
I haven't heard that song. Oh, No, I haven't heard that song.
Okay. Graf has definitely got his own voice. You know it's him when he gets on.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, and then Graf, next song I liked a lot, man. Satellite. Ooh. The last one that just played.
Yeah, Satellite. I know you like that. I know you like that. That's a King Wise style right there.
Mussolini, man. Mussolini's got a dope voice too. I like his cadence, his flow. And then 38 Special, of course, killed it on that one too, man. Wow. Just straight lineup of fire. You already know. You can't hear this shit nowhere else.
Nope.
Except for home. The boom bap sin. Yeah, we need to make a jingle. We'll fuck around and make some cereal.
Some cereal. Cereal commercial. The boom bap syndicate. Snack on it. The boom bap syndicate. Snack on it. That's just ridiculous. Yo, the listeners probably like, them niggas are high.
Yo, we traveling right now, you know, gotta experiment.
These guys is high, you know what I mean?
Gotta experiment, G.
Yeah, no doubt.
So let's get back into this interview,
just
man.
Just don't experiment with too many things.